Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, let's face it. You drive around every day and you hit those potholes. It really just pisses you off, doesn't it? Especially when you gotta go to the mechanic the next day and figure out what the hell is rattling because of it. Well, Google wants to kind of help you with that problem, but yes, it's a little give and take when it comes to this. They want to use your car's GPS navigation system to detect potholes on the road. And then they'll use that information to plot a more comfortable route to your destination. Google has filed a patent for a system that automatically monitors and reports on road quality. This is going to allow the company to create a database of the smoothest roads in the city for improved navigation. What Google's hoping for is, you pretty much guessed it, get all your information while you're on the road. I know, I gotta be honest with you, Google's like Big Brother, and who wants to give all that information, even though we probably already give more than enough than we already should. But when it comes to potholes, I may not have a problem with this one. It's not like the government's gonna be requesting information from Google saying, hey, where are all these potholes at? We need to fix them. Government doesn't care about that stuff. Folks that use the TuneIn app, your experience is about to get a little bit more broadened. They've added Major League Baseball broadcasts and commercial-free music now. Of course, it's going to come with a price. You can't expect that to be free. No. For about $8 a month, TuneIn's premium package will give you access to over 40,000 audiobooks. That's kind of nice. 600 free commercial music stations. And if you're a Major League Baseball fan, you're going to have access to live sports broadcasts. And even adding a little bit more icing on the cake, you'll have the ability to listen to home and away Major League Baseball feeds. TuneIn's premium package will be launching later today in the U.S. and the U.K. and will be rolling out in Canada very soon. Looks like we got a new Windows Office coming pretty soon. Well, at least if you're on Windows. Mac people, you've had it for a little while already. Yes, Office 2016 is rumored now to be arriving September 22nd. Now, of course, these people that leaked this rumor want to remain anonymous, so I'm going to take this with a pinch of salt. But hey, it is Office, so it's probably true. It's not like we're talking about the next iPhone here, right? For what they're saying, it will be available for home and professional Windows users, and it ain't going to be much different from the existing version. However, though, it will have some new themes that match those that you see in the Mac version. Currently. Now, of course, Microsoft has yet to confirm the September 22nd launch date, but final versions of Office 2016 are already said to be in internal testing. Internal testing? Can you imagine being an internal tester of Office? That's got to be one of the most boring jobs ever. In any case, if you're excited, it looks like the launch is going to be soon. Staying on the subject of Windows, you got a Windows phone and it's only 4 gigabytes? You're not going to be happy about this. Seems Microsoft in the middle of the night has updated that landing page for Windows 10 Mobile, and it has revealed that Windows phone devices with less than 8 gigabytes of internal storage, you ain't going to be supported. Now, the list of handsets that will be affected, although not that long, will include the Nokia-branded Lumia 530, the Blue Wind Junior LTE, and the Yeezy Billy 4. I've never even friggin' heard of that last phone. So if you're on the Billy 4, Billy, it's time for you to upgrade. And finally, you one of those people out there that said humans, they'll never be able to create wormholes? Well, the Spaniards have just proved you wrong. Well, in a roundabout way. Spanish researchers have produced a worm-like effect, quote, that transports a magnetic field from one point in space to another through an invisible path. Yeah, I'm not so sure about this. I can't see it. They're saying there was a trick to actually transmit magnetic fields between two spheres linked by a multi-layer spiral cylinder whose materials hide the fields while they're in transit. They're saying it's like they vanished and then just pop right back up into existence somewhere else. Yeah, like teleportation. Ooh. Of course, the researchers slash scientists said, it's still a little too early. They still have to refine the technique. Of course they do. Yeah, I don't even know why they share these stories with us. They get your hopes up thinking, maybe I won't have to get my car anymore and drive over those potholes and send all that information to Google and I could just actually teleport somewhere. Nope. We're still light years away before that happens. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. Hey, and don't forget, if you love what we do here at the BTN Network, your support would be greatly appreciated. You can do that by clicking on the support tab and look at all the things you can do to help out the network. And of course, for those already helping us out, your contribution is so appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Also, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your obviously Thursday very late edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully it'll be better than today's news. It's been a slow week, hasn't it? Until then, though, enjoy your hump day, and thank you so much for listening.